From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. They've also agreed to push both the Syrian government and the opposition to free all political prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held a late-night press conference at the Kremlin on Thursday after the talks. And while there were some awkward moments and stark disagreements did become apparent, both Kerry and Lavrov assured reporters that Washington and Moscow are committed to a more permanent peace in Syria, to increasing the flow of humanitarian aid, and to launching a real political transition.
I believe Russia is fully engaged in this effort, and all of us are going to try to get President Assad to make the right decision in these next days to engage in a political process that results in a genuine transition and in peace for Syria.
In a related story, John Kerry is now in Brussels to meet with European leaders and offer U.S. condolences following Tuesday's bomb attacks at the airport and a metro station. During his visit, he'll meet with Belgian officials, including Prime Minister Charles Michel and Foreign Minister Didier Reynders, repeating the U.S. offer for help on the investigation and anti-terrorism efforts. An army general in the Republic of Congo is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing that President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. The election followed a referendum last October that removed age and term limits that would have prevented the 70-year-old Sassou Nguesso from seeking re-election. Critics of the vote accused the president of a constitutional coup. This is VOA. Iraqi forces have taken their first steps towards retaking the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. VOA's Sharon Bain reports from the front line.
The Iraqi offensive started at dawn. Coalition airstrikes pounded one of the villages. But Peshmerga General Najat Ali said Islamic State were fighting back hard.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
They know that for Iraq, the fight for these villages is pivotal. And all of these soldiers know the final battle for Mosul will be a long one. Sharon Bain, VOA News, the Mahmur Frontline.
The United Nations Secretary General has hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic Thursday as historic for the people of the region and beyond, as well as for the international criminal justice. The UN International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia convicted Karadzic of genocide and 9 other charges and sentenced him to 40 years in prison. The Turkish military says 24 soldiers were wounded and 3 killed when the Kurdistan's Workers' Party, or PKK, attacked a military post in southeastern Turkey late Thursday. Turkey says more than 1,000 militants have been killed in the largely Kurdish southeast since a PKK ceasefire collapsed in July. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says more than 300 members of the security forces have died, while the pro-Kurdish opposition says hundreds of civilians have been killed. The PKK is a designated terrorist organization by the Turkey, the U.S., and the EU. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives back in Washington Friday following a 5-day trip to Latin America, where he met with leaders of Argentina and Cuba. Obama says the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but says that his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. On Friday, the legendary British rock and roll group The Rolling Stones will put on a historic concert in Cuba where their music was once banned.
Obviously, something's happened in the last...
That's what happens when you ban things.
It's, you know, time changes everything. And so we're very pleased to be here. And I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
Even before arriving in Havana, the Rolling Stones said the show in Havana will be a milestone for the group, and they hope for the people of Cuba, too. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.